In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh yeah, it's time to talk movies. Pass the Popcorn is brought to you every week at this time by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family. Alan Adams of The Main Edge here in studio with us. Good Monday, Mr. Adams.
A good Monday to you as well. How are things going?
Very well, thank you. We were chatting during the break there. The stash has returned.
Yes. the folks at Penobscot Theater, I'm playing a couple of small parts in the upcoming production of The Graduate, which opens this weekend, actually, coming weekend. We're just a few days away from doing this in front of audience. But the powers that be over there have decided that they would very much like to see the famed Teddy Slaughter mustache return to action, and so here we are.
It's fantastic.
It is something. It's something else indeed.
Is the stash mentioned in your bio now that it's back for another show?
Well, I believe the mustache gets its own bio.
I like that a lot.
That just seems like that just only seems fair. All things considered, it's not like anyone else. It's not like anyone could see anything else when I'm wearing it. It's just it's all mustache all the time.
Talented crew there. I saw a little backstage shot the other night, and my goodness, our friend Alex Sayers, Jerry Misler, AJ Mooney, you got Arthur Morrison. Man, what a crew!
It's a really great crew, actually. The two leads would be and everyone's familiar with The Graduate, so we're talking about Benjamin and Mrs. Robinson, being played by Alec and AJ, and they're both doing a phenomenal job. People are working so hard to do justice to this story that everyone is so familiar with and that is beloved by so many people. Like, I don't think I understood, because I've been a fan of the movie ever since I saw it, but I don't think I really understood how significant a connection a lot of people made to this movie, especially people who are a little bit older than I am.
Oh, but a certain age.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, it's just like, but it's, you know, that movie's like 50 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just to sit down and see it again, which I did fairly recently in advance of doing the show. A movie's great when it's 50 years old and barring a few minor changes, it would work.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow.
And it holds up. It's still funny. And there's a message there.
Yeah, and the characterizations are complex, and you have sympathy, but every character has their flaws. Like, it's just a masterful piece of work. And the fact that that I get to play a small part of bringing it to life on stage is pretty exciting. Like, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. The Graduate opens later this week, Penobscot Theater, the historic Bangor Opera House. You give them a call for tickets, 942-3333, or go online, penobscottheater.org, or stop right in the Opera House and get your tickets there. Speaking of movies, somehow in the midst of Tech Weekend, you managed to see a couple.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts that we were able to make that happen. I went to see Operation Finale and Kin. Which would you like to see first? Which would you like to hear about first?
Let's go with Kin.
Okay. Now, I wasn't super familiar with this movie going into it. All I knew was, I basically got like a one-line sort of description, a young boy finds a space gun. That was literally all I had going in. So I'm like, oh, okay. So let's see where this takes us. There's these filmmaking brothers, the Baker twins, who basically got the gig doing this movie. It's basically an expansion of a short film they made back in 2014 called Bagman. And it did the rounds at the festival circuit and whatever. And studios were so impressed that they were really wanted to, to bring these guys on board. And finally, I think it was Lionsgate paid to bring them in and to have them fully expand this short film into a feature-length film. So this is their feature debut. And here's the thing about filmmaking. just like with any artistic endeavor, the more you do it, the better you get. And so, you know, when it's your first time out, you know, they're not all going to be Orson Welles. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're what you're going to get is something that has flaws, but if there's talent there, you'll see it. And this is that kind of movie. Like, it definitely has its issues, but it's a really interesting film. Basically, what you have is this 14-year-old kid named Eli, played by a kid, Maxwell Truitt, who this is his feature debut, although I guess he's done some TV and some theater stuff. But he's a kid living in Detroit, living with his adopted father, Hal, played by Dennis Quaid, who's here. Yes. And doing his grizzled blue collar dad, Dennis Quaid thing, at which he is excellent. So that's nice. And he's this kid living in Detroit, struggling to fit in, and he makes extra money by scavenging at these old abandoned like factories and warehouses, of which Detroit apparently has plenty. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah.
So in one of these places, he stumbles on this. He sees these sort of mysterious soldier type, like helmeted soldier types, like all just sort of lying dead in this factory, and he finds this machine, and it turns out to be like some sort of gun. He picks it up and runs off with it because he doesn't know, you know, what else to do. So that introduces a lot of complications into young Eli's life. More complications come around when his older brother Jimmy gets out of prison after 6 years, and so he comes home to talk to his dad, you know, there's all this complication, and then it turns out we find out Jimmy had protection on the inside, protection for which he now owes a significant amount of money, to the tune of $60,000 to a local sort of gangster type whose name escapes me at the time, but who's played by James Franco. So James Franco is also in this movie.
Wow.
Circumstances where Jimmy tries to get hold of the money go bad very quickly, and we wind up with Jimmy and Eli on the road, running from Detroit, heading to Lake Tahoe. Like that's where they're off to, is Lake Tahoe. Along the way, they meet up. They wind up in a strip club, because who doesn't take their 14-year-old brother to a strip club? Where they meet Millie, a stripper played by Zoe Kravitz, who's also in this movie. And so it's basically this, you know, these brothers coming to terms with the realities of their relationship. Only one of them happens to have a space gun that makes periodic appearances in ways that are reasonably well done. That synopsis might sound a little confusing. That's because the movie's a little confusing, in terms of tone. Like the narrative's easy enough to follow, and it's an intriguing concept. But the reality is, what they've tried to do is sort of shoehorn this family drama into this kind of sci-fi coding. And like each part works. Like the sci-fi stuff is interesting. The family drama stuff is well done, but they don't quite click together, and I think that's the sort of thing that I think would come with a little more experience. I think the directors would be able to make that work a little bit better had they a little bit more experience working at this scale, because again, they've never done anything big budget or, you know, wide release mainstream film, so it's like you're gonna make mistakes and you're not gonna know how to fix them or who to ask to find out how to fix them. And so That's what I'm attributing a lot of the sort of the lumps and whatnot, because I enjoyed the movie. I had a good time. The performances are really solid. It's a great cast. Everyone I mentioned, plus the actress Carrie Coon, appears.
Wow,
that's
a heck of a cast.
And there's actually a phenomenal cameo at the end that I'm not gonna spoil. But it's someone who's legit famous who turns up at the end. It's one of those movies that I think makes a lot of good decisions and a couple of unfortunate ones, and those unfortunate ones kind of undercut the overall product. That being said, if you're a fan of sci-fi stuff, you'll have a good time. And the family drama stuff, especially the brotherly relationship, that fraternal kind of bond, exploring how that works. It's surprisingly sophisticated for a movie that, again, is about a kid finding a space gun. So yeah, I mean, it ain't perfect, but it's well worth checking out.
All right. How about Operation Finale?
Now, I wasn't super familiar with this story. You know, I mean, I had, you know, obviously anyone, any student of history knows that, you know, Adolf Eichmann was judged to be the architect of the Final Solution in World War II and stood trial for his crimes. What I didn't know, I knew that they had somehow gotten him to the court. I didn't really know. I didn't know much beyond that. And so this is that story. This is the story of the Mossad sending agents to Argentina in the early 1960s to capture and bring back Adolf Eichmann to stand trial for his crimes against humanity.
And it's Ben Kingsley, right?
Ben Kingsley plays Eichmann. And Oscar Isaac plays the lead Mossad agent. So, I mean, this is another one with a phenomenal cast. And it's basically the Mossad is, you know, it's the early 1960s. Israel is a very new state, and the Mossad is devoting resources to tracking down Nazi war criminals and holding them accountable for their crimes. Mostly, they're finding small to medium fish until they get a tip. That someone believes that Adolf Eichmann is alive and well and living in Buenos Aires, Argentina, under an assumed name. So they basically put a team together, and they decide this guy, Peter Malkin, that's the role Oscar Isaac plays, is one of the guys who should go. Now, he's a bit of a loose cannon, one of those guys who kind of leaps before he looks in a lot of situations, but he's also a really talented agent, and that's something that... sort of the agency boss, a guy named Isser Harrell, played by a wonderful Israeli actor named Lior Raz, realizes with the help of one of Peter's colleagues, a guy named Rafi Eitan, played by, get this, Rich, Nick Kroll.
Really?
Nick Kroll is in this movie.
Well, that's interesting.
And he's excellent.
Wow,
I like that. Just by the way. They also recruit some other people, including a former flame of Peter's, a woman by the name of Hannah, a doctor, played by Melanie Laurent. And so they basically put together this plan with half a dozen agents, and they're going to go into Buenos Aires, violating Argentinian sovereignty, like breaking all sorts of international laws, in an effort to track down, capture, and bring to justice Adolf Eichmann. The really compelling part about this, and that, I mean, that's basically the gist of the film, but where it really shines is when they get their hands on them, it's not a spoiler, we all know how this turned out, but when they get their hands on Eichmann and bring him into custody, that's when you really start to see these incredible dynamics performed beautifully, like across the board, because again, this is a team of people, and this is like 1960, 1961. Mm. Like these are all people who lost loved ones to the German forces in World War II. Like they're all Holocaust survivors. They didn't all go to the camps or whatever, but they all lost significant numbers of friends, family, etc. And so this is a really personal thing, and that it's that personal feeling that they all sort of display that really makes that those moments where they're sort of stuck in the safe house, like their initial plan, they can't get out, so they have to wait, and so they're basically trapped in this house with this guy who they all hold personally responsible for the death of millions of people. And, you know, there's only one interrogator. No one else is supposed to talk to him and all this stuff. But then Oscar Isaac's character starts engaging and they start having conversations. And maybe the most remarkable thing about this movie is how Ben Kingsley takes this monster and makes him a person. Like he humanizes this man in such a way, and it's not like there's nothing apologetic about it. There's nothing revisionist about it. It's just one of those things where it's an acknowledgement that there's with very few exceptions, pure evil does not exist in the world, and you know, there are, you know, people who do monstrous things who aren't necessarily monsters through and through. And to see those glimpses of humanity, even as the guy, you know, clearly really doesn't regret anything. Like, there's very much a, you know, just following orders kind of vibe to it. But at the same time, you're also seeing this guy who misses his wife, you know, and who wants to, you know, who wants to see his son, wants to know that his family is okay. Like, these little bits of humanity that almost, that I was gonna say almost, that makes it worse. Like, it makes it worse to think that this that, you know, this guy who, you know, who's been married to his loving wife for 30 years, you know, happily signed away the lives of millions of Jews in World War II. It's remarkable. It's remarkable to think about. And those moments, those are the highlights. The rest of it, it's a little uneven. Like, it's a little bumpy in places. But I mean, the reality is the compelling nature of the story, the fact that it's drawn from real life, and again, just across the board, exceptional performances from everybody involved, really make this a movie that, you know, not necessarily the feel good flick of the summer, but for those who are interested in knowing more about our history, especially considering the, you know, the shape of the world that we're living in now, and to see just how far things can go. Like, it was an eye opener.
Operation Finale. And Ken, Alan Adams telling us all about him this week here on Pass the Popcorn. Thank you, Al.
My pleasure.
I don't know if you heard us talking about this earlier, but I'm gonna show you the picture so you can see for yourself. I don't know how your Monday was, but this is what Joe Riccio was doing earlier today.
Oh God.
Oh, and okay, now the internet's being goofy. Why is the internet being goofy?
Your device. I'm gonna blame it on that.
It is? Well, he was eating bugs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bugs.
It's not the internet. It's apparently Facebook is down.
Oh, okay.
Because everything else is working on my screen except Facebook.
Okay. Scorpions, a centipede.
Like dipped in stuff or just like?
Some of them appeared to be mostly just roasted. Water bugs. That's the one that, the scorpion. He said the scorpion tasted like gasoline.
Oh, yeah. I imagine there's a lot of gross stuff going on.
Yeah, that was the red centipede that tasted like gasoline.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah. You're right.
Scorpions. What was it that tasted like sunflower seeds?
Water bugs.
Water bugs, yes.
Now, is it Seattle? Is it the Mariners Stadium where you can get roasted crickets as a concession?
Yeah, I think so. He had some roasted crickets, too. He said those were pretty good. Yeah.
I've had cricket.
Yeah.
My insects are limited to crickets, mealworms, and whatever's crawled in my mouth while I'm asleep.
Hey, look, I'll sit here and I'll argue all day that a lobster is nothing but a big ocean bug.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Yeah,
but it's big. It's the big part that makes it in some ways better. You close your eyes, it's a piece of meat.
Yeah, you can pretend.
But that's a scorpion leg.
Yep,
that's a tarantula that I just Anyway, Alan Adams, every Monday here on Downtown. Wednesday, you will not be with us because, well, you're getting ready. You have, is that a preview that night?
Yeah, we'll have, no, Wednesday night will be Pay What You Will. We'll probably be doing some work stuff right up until the half hour mark because, that's the nature of the beast, man. Like, there's always going to be something to work on.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I hope people come out. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Al.
My pleasure.